Time to say a very good evening to Lionel Warner with Southern Sky. It appears the southern sky has disappeared for the evening.
Well, I'm just waiting for you to say good evening again, Danny.
Good evening again.
Right. Well, good evening, Danny, and good evening, listeners. Well, in tonight's program, we've got What's in the Sky this month, the latest news in astronomy and space exploration, and then our telephone guest, Mr. Andrew Rennie of the New Zealand Space Flight Association. And now it's time to talk to our telephone guest, Mr. Andrew Rennie of Auckland. Mr. Rennie is co-editor of the magazine of the New Zealand Space Flight Association, and as you can imagine, he is familiar with many details of present-day space exploration, whether it's American, European, or Russian. Are you on the line, Mr. Rennie?
Yes, hello, Lionel.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the Southern Sky program.
Hello.
Right now, could you tell us, Andrew, what are the main activities of the New Zealand Space Flight Association?
Well, we have two main activities. Firstly, we publish a monthly magazine for members called Liftoff. This covers all the latest in spaceflight activities from both New Zealand and around the world. And the other activity that we have is holding monthly meetings in centres where there's enough members to permit.
What are those centres, Andrew?
At the moment, Auckland and Wellington.
I see.
We have hopes for Hamilton and Christchurch in the near future.
Ah, yes.
And at these meetings, we have the latest space films and science and various activities in space, and talks by overseas New Zealanders, overseas visitors in New Zealand are active in space science applications. Also see the latest space photos and publications and so on. But most important of all of our meetings, we meet others who have an interest much the same as ourselves.
Now, I believe you've got a whole lot of equipment there. You've got slides, you've got models. Is that so, Andrew?
That's right. We've got a few members that are active in model making, and we can assist them in obtaining models, plans, and so on.
I see. Well, now, we'll just mention where those are. Now, in Auckland, where are these meetings held?
At the Auckland Secondary Teachers College.
Yes.
Which is at 60 Epsom Avenue.
I see. I believe it's in the staff cafeteria, is that right?
That's right, in the staff cafeteria.
And when's the next one? When's the next meeting in Auckland?
That's right. The next meeting is on the second Tuesday in June.
That's the 12th?
That's correct.
At 7:30 p.m.
At 7:30 p.m.
Right, now Wellington.
Wellington hold their meetings in the public lecture theatre in the Wellington Library.
At the public library lecture hall, I believe?
That's right.
In Mercer Street?
That's right.
And theirs I've got here is next Tuesday, June the 5th.
That's correct.
At 8 p.m.
It won't be June the 5th.
It won't?
No, it's not June the 5th, it's the second Tuesday, always the second Tuesday.
Oh, I see. Well, that's the date I got here, the RASN said newsletter. Now, this magazine is called Liftoff that you've got.
That's right.
What's the approximate intellectual standard of the content of that magazine?
From secondary school children upwards. We have members that run from secondary school and even a few primary school children right up to university lectures and so on.
Well, now, I'll just ask you, anyone wanting to get in touch with either the Wellington branch or the Auckland branch, where could they write? Say Wellington first.
Well, they could write to Post Office Box 2945.
2945, Wellington?
Wellington.
Yes.
Or to Post Office Box 5590.
That's 5590 Auckland.
Wellesley Street.
Oh, Wellesley Street,
Auckland.
Yes, I see. And of course, if they forget those, they can write to me, Lionel Warner, and ask me to send them on to the Space Flight Association. Now, Andrew, just a word or two about Skylab. What are the latest predictions about Skylab as it arrives on the Earth shortly?
Well, Skylab was originally, of course, launched in 1973, and was going around the Earth once every 93 minutes, but the latest figures are it's going around every 91.4 minutes, so you see it's slowing down quite a bit. The highest point was 439 kilometres, but it's now down to 348 kilometres.
I see.
So you can see it's dropped about 90. And the latest predictions, which are now coming through once a week, new predictions on the re-entry, is between June the 27th and July the 31st of this year.
I see. Well, now, will anyone, assuming it's not going to fall in New Zealand, you've arranged that, I hope, Andrew, have you?
Well, I'm rather hoping it does fall over New Zealand, because it'd be quite a spectacular sight.
Oh, dear me, that sounds a bit bloodthirsty.
Well, when you realise that the path that it's going to fall down will be 7,000 kilometres long,
yes,
by about 150 wide, and New Zealand's only 1,500 kilometres long, there's not much chance of it falling over New Zealand. But I'm still hoping.
It is possible that someone might see the thing speeding, of course, before it actually falls. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Right, well, thank you, Andrew, very much for coming on this program.
Okay, bye, Lionel.
Right, ta-da.